Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City. Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
This weekend, one of Kyushu's largest Indian festivals is coming to Fukuoka. On March 22nd and 23rd, Saturday and Sunday, Holi Festival will take place at Tenjin Central Park. Holi is a traditional Indian festival that celebrates the arrival of spring. People greet each other with Happy Holi while smearing colored powders and splashing colored water to mark the occasion. The event will bring together over 50 renowned vendors from across Japan, offering Indian cuisine, spices, vibrant handicrafts, and accessories. Visitors can indulge in authentic Indian curry and shop for unique goods. The festival also features exciting stage performances, including Indian music, classical dance, and Bollywood dance, a style often seen in Indian film musicals. Expect to have an amazing time with special guest appearances by popular DJs, dancers, and influencers. Admission is free. Celebrate the colors and culture of India at this lively two-day festival and welcome spring in a truly unique way.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation. Is there anything you don't understand about residency status and term of stay regulations? If there is, the Fukuoka City International Foundation provides free consultation on these matters to the international residents of Fukuoka City. Consultations are held every second Sunday of the month. They're offered from 1 to 4 p.m., but you must register by 3:30 p.m. A Gyosei Shoshi or administrative lawyer will answer your questions and offer consultation. There are English and Chinese interpreters present, and so consultation in English, Chinese, and Japanese does not require a reservation. For other languages, please consult with the foundation at least 2 weeks in advance. Your confidentiality is guaranteed, so please feel at ease to use this service. For more information, please call the toll-free number 0120-66-1799. Again, that number is 0120-66-1799. Phone calls will be accepted between 9 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. on weekdays. And if you connect with the Foundation's official LINE account, you can make an appointment for consultations on daily life or free professional consultation using the LINE call feature. Telephone consultations are available in a number of foreign languages, so please feel free to contact them. In addition, you can get information on the Foundation's events and announcements from Fukuoka City, so please add the Foundation's official LINE account to your friends list from the Fukuoka City International Foundation website. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that the Foundation will not accept consultations via the LINE chat feature. So, if you want advice via text rather than calling, please use the inquiry form on the Foundation's website. That was information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.